If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. They are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Did Bryce Hall and Riley Habatka just end things? I'm Gabby Conti, and this is your 24/7 celebrity news. Bryce Hall just tweeted something that has fans convinced he and his rumored girlfriend Riley Habatka have broken up, which is confusing because they were never officially together. So can you break up with someone that you were never officially dating to begin with? As Bryce tweeted, quote, "I wake up to a weird Insta caption I'm being tagged in, my ex commenting on it, I'm never drinking again," end quote. Also, it's important to note that this tweet follows a picture and video of Bryce making out with another guy, which we'll get into too. So yes, we've heard Bryce Hall saying he's going to quit drinking before. Well, Bryce is likely referring in that tweet he had about waking up to a weird Insta caption to Riley Habatka's recent Instagram post of four shots of her posing at the camera, geotagged Miami Beach, followed by a shot of a husky aggressively barking with the caption, "You were such a waste of time," which people have been tagging Bryce in this post, assuming that the waste of time that Riley is referring to in this post is, of course, Bryce Hall, who she was rumored to be dating. Prior to this, both Bryce and Riley seemingly tweeted at each other that they miss each other. Also, Bryce had commented on a recent thirst trap of Riley's where she asked her followers to rate if they would date her, saying that Riley broke the scale with a ton of flirting emojis. So this does kind of feel like coming out of left field, but it's also important to note that right now Bryce is in Los Angeles living his best life, and Riley appears to be in Miami, I think for work, so perhaps the distance is when all the trouble is happening, as these two usually are inseparable. So Bryce's ex, Addison Rae, not only liked this photo of Riley, but she also commented on this post saying, "Your eyes, whoa." Prior to this, Bryce had tweeted, quote, "What WTF is going on?" which fans are also thinking could be about the situation. Bryce and Riley never confirmed their relationship, but fans have been convinced that they are dating, as the two are seemingly inseparable and always posting very flirty things on each other's Instagram. I think prior to this breakdown that Bryce had on Twitter and all of the evidence that kind of comes together to be like, oh, this is what Bryce is talking about, it seemed like Bryce and Riley just kept on confirming and confirming that they were in fact dating, although there was another part where it was like, maybe this whole relationship is a bit, but I think that they were kind of close to that. And I don't know, Bryce seemingly messed it up, and I think it was because of whatever happened to him over the weekend. As we report this, we don't know what made Riley say Bryce is allegedly a waste of time. There's also possibly she wasn't even talking about Bryce, but it's kind of, I don't know in what situation she wouldn't be. But it could possibly be from this now viral image of Bryce making out with another guy, Ari Aguirre. Bryce then seemed to lean into the attention that he was getting for kissing Ari by posting another shot of him kissing a guy, this time Too Hot to Handle star Harry Jowsey on his Twitter page with the caption, "Now this is too hot to handle." Well, we love the pun, Bryce. It's great. So I don't know, like maybe Bryce is like kind of coming to terms with his sexuality. As we report this, Bryce has never said where he identifies with his sexuality, and we'll let him do that. Camila Cabello responds to backlash after her dancer is accused of blackface. Camila Cabello was under fire as fans thought one of her backup dancers on her Tonight Show performance wore blackface. In the performance, Camila and her dancers channeled a 1980s Miami Vice style, but after the performance, fans took to social media to call out the heavy makeup on her backup dancer, Dylan Pierce. As one fan tweeted, quote, "Camila, what is going on with Dylan's makeup? Having your dancer do blackface on stage in 2021 is absurd, and you know better than that. Say something immediately." Camila did issue a statement as she was getting this backlash saying, quote, "Hey, so this dude was just supposed to be a white man with a terrible spray tan. We purposely tried to pull together a multicultural group of performers. That expectation was not that everyone in the performance needed to be Latin," end quote. Okay, so fans are still upset at this apology because it's not really an apology. She never said, sorry you felt that way or sorry you think that way. She just was like, that never happened. And apparently, yes, she's saying it was just supposed to be a white guy with a bad spray tan, but not everyone is into this and believes this, especially given Camila's past with racist posts that she had on Tumblr that resurfaced and how she's supposedly in some therapy to be less racist. I'm misquoting that, but all that kind of stuff is kind of, yeah. So that's why fans are kind of like, what is going on, Camila? Camila went on to say, quote, they are white people, African-American people, Latin people, etc. The point was to try to make each person look like the over-the-top 80s character, just like in the video, including a white dude with a terrible orange spray tan. Dylan posted a shot of his spray tan on social media with the text, quote, in case you missed my spray tan last night on at Jimmy Fallon with at Camila Cabello, which is likely what caused this backlash. So what's interesting is that his performance on The Tonight Show, you could barely see him because there wasn't really a lot of close-ups. It's really the photo that the dancer posted where you can see, and this is really up to you guys, when you look at this photo, you can make up your mind, like, is that spray tan, that bad spray tan, is that offensive? Is that blackface? Camila's apology was not enough for some fans who were still dragging her on Twitter, like this person who tweeted, quote, don't even apologize, not a sorry in sight. No matter the intentions, she got to be mindful about how stuff like this looks, especially given her past, which I was referring to earlier. So this person is referring to how in the past Camila had resurfaced racist and offensive Tumblr posts that she has since apologized for and then claimed that she is attending a weekly racial healing sessions. So maybe she should talk to whoever is running these racial healing sessions about her actions. I doubt that person helped craft her apology, which was a non-apology. I don't know when celebrities will learn that if you want to apologize for something, say sorry. Even if you don't feel like you did it, even if you feel like the backlash you're getting isn't fair to you, just say sorry. Your fans will so much more appreciate it. Just do it. Did Charli D'Amelio just make fun of Nessa Barrett? Charli D'Amelio is under fire for a TikTok where it looks like she's making fun of Nessa Barrett. Now, this is important to note because Nessa Barrett apparently hooked up with Charli's ex and friend, Chase Little Huddy Hudson, while Charli and Chase were trying to get back together. So I think that's why people are like, she's totally making fun of Nessa. In the TikTok, Charli plays with her hair and pouts in a way that Nessa does on her social media videos as Dixie's song Psycho plays in the background. Charli D'Amelio is facing major backlash for this particular TikTok on Dixie D'Amelio's account, where fans are convinced that Charli is making fun of Nessa Barrett. Now, you might remember, as I said earlier, that Charli's ex and friend, who might be more than a friend, Lil Huddy, hooked up with Nessa over a year ago while he was trying to get back with Charli, which is why fans think that Charli would make fun of Nessa, because there might be some animosity there. Top comments on this TikTok are, bye, she's making fun of Nessa, and also, she looks like she's pretending to be Nessa. I will say, the two things that Charli's doing in this video, and also if you watch the whole video, Charli's like, she's doing a duck face, she's like playing with her hair to the camera, Dixie's filming her, and then Dixie films herself kind of like rolling her eyes. To me, it looks like Charli is just like trying to get on Dixie's nerves and like kind of like being funny to the camera. And you know, Dixie's also probably using Charli to promote her new song, Psycho, which is the track on that TikTok. I don't think that it was meant to be making fun of Nessa Barrett, but I could see how people could think it is making fun of Nessa Barrett. Charli then went live shortly after that TikTok went up, and fans were asking her and flooding her comments about what was going on in that video. And Charli addressed the situation by saying, people thought I was making fun of someone in one of Dixie's posts. I literally went like duck face. That thing has been around since literally 2014. Charli, it might've been around, I think, before that. Come on guys. I swear people are just trying to make rumors. At this point, I have no bad blood with anyone. Like, I'm friends with everyone. And I feel like sometimes people try to make it seem that things are what they're not. It's not cool, guys, end quote. Charli, I agree. It's not cool, guys. Also, I would think out of all of the TikTok stars and influencers, Charli D'Amelio to me seems like the most unproblematic, the kindest, the sweetest, most genuine person. I feel like how you see her on social media is how she is. I don't think she has that jealous bone in her body where she would want to purposely make fun of someone. So I do think it was an oversight. Charli also went on in her live to explain what she was doing in Dixie's TikTok, as she said, quote, I was like fixing my hair in a video too. Then she did the duck face and fixed her hair, saying that she was doing that to her hair to give it some volume. And it seems like fans are actually team Charli on this one, which we love to see. As top comments on TikTok Insider's post of her live and of Dixie's TikTok are, quote, she was just acting how she always does when Dixie records her. The comments wanted her to be making fun of Nessa so bad, end quote. Look, it was a slow news day, okay? People just want their tea. They were hoping that it was, I mean, I don't know. You guys love anytime someone's throwing shade at someone else, you always want to know, and I get it. This had all the ingredients to possibly be there, but the best source is the actual source of the story, which is Miss Charli D'Amelio, who denied that's what she was doing. I would like a fact check on when Duckface actually started. I think it was before 2014. Did Dixie D'Amelio just hint that she and her boyfriend Noah Beck are on the rock? Dixie D'Amelio was just on the Zach Sang show where she admitted using a fake Instagram account to stalk random people. She explained that she recently did this to, quote, a pretty girl, saying she gets into, quote, spirals searching for people, end quote, when in a relationship. So does this girl have something to do with Dixie's relationship with her boyfriend Noah Beck? Dixie D'Amelio just revealed that she is, quote, playing a very dangerous game by going through strangers' social media accounts that she finds pretty. Dixie was on the Zach Sang show to promote her new single, Psycho, where she talked about things that she's done in her own life that are a little psychotic, like how just the other night, Dixie went searching for someone's Instagram, had no idea who this person was, but found them in 10 minutes on her secret account so she could watch this person's Instagram stories. When asked who this girl is, Dixie said, quote, she's just a really pretty and has like 1,000 followers on Instagram, and I just wanted to know who she was. So she didn't directly say that this is someone connected to Noah Beck at all, but the fact that she admitted that, you know, finding people online and finding like who is this girl on Instagram is something that she attaches or has done in relationships in the past, it is possible she's talking about her current relationship, especially with all the speculation that something is going on with Noah and Dixie, which I will get into in a little bit. So Dixie then said on the Zach Sang show, she seemed to hint that this girl had something to do with her boyfriend Noah Beck, as she said, quote, I get into these spirals for searching for people, and I think a lot of people have done that in relationships. Who is this girl? Who is their ex? Who is their ex's best friend? I try not to do that. I'm not really the jealous type, but I know everything. Dixie says she has 2 fake accounts, one that her fans know about and another one that no one knows about, where she follows T pages or people that are private that she wants to stalk. So yeah, that's why a lot of people have Finstas, because if there's no way kind of tracking of who this account is, they can follow people who are private on Instagram without them like really knowing who they are, and then they can look at their stories and kind of see all the content on there. Look, I'll admit, I definitely in the past have done this. Usually when I'm dating someone, I'm very curious to know who their ex is. So it could maybe be like Noah Beck's ex or someone in his life. Or she could be referring to Griffin Johnson, her ex before her current boyfriend, Noah Beck. But I'm kind of thinking the fact that she admitted that she did this like just recently, I think it has something to do with her relationship with Noah Beck. Or it could just be that she like was curious who this girl is, or maybe Dixie is kind of admitting that maybe she has a girl crush on this girl because she said she's really pretty. So there are all these things to consider. Dixie's interview on the Zach Sang show admitting that she stalks random people like this pretty girl that she was referring to comes days after Noah Beck made a statement about his relationship with Dixie on Twitter. Noah had said that he hadn't been active or even himself lately as he's been dealing with personal things. As he said, quote, but I hate to see when I come on here and people assume things about my relationship. Dixie slander is not tolerated here, LOL. Apparently, some fans thought that something was going on between Dixie and Noah, as some fans, as the two haven't been posting together as much as they used to. Noah said there's a lot of pressure with everyone watching them date, quote, so we would like to keep the majority of our relationship offline for now, which I think makes a lot of sense. I cannot imagine dating and being a public figure. I'm barely a public figure, and once I did not post a picture of my fiance on my main feed for like a couple of weeks or whatever, and I got DMs, me, not a famous person, got DMs being like, what's going on? Are you guys okay? Like, is the engagement over? And no, so I totally get what she's thinking, what Noah's saying about his choice. I'm curious though, so, again, we just have this information. We have the information that Dixie is saying that she has been stalking people on Instagram recently, and one of them is this pretty girl that popped up on her Instagram and she was stalking her. And we also know that Noah kind of recently opened up about not feeling like himself lately and kind of saying that this is the reason why he's not posting about him and Dixie, and he wants their relationship to be private. So given both of those things, I'm just curious what you guys are thinking. Do you think Dixie and Noah are okay? I'm a big, big Doa shipper, so I hope they're okay. A source just revealed the secret behind Zendaya and Tom Holland's relationship. A source close to Zendaya and Tom Holland just told Us Weekly about how the rumored couple's relationship works. As the source said, the key to their relationship is the two, quote, challenge and, quote, balance each other out. The Spider-Man co-stars have been rumored to be dating since the two were seen making out in a car and then going on vacation together earlier this month. As we report this, neither Zendaya nor Tom have confirmed or denied their relationship, but sources close to both actors have seemingly confirmed that they are in fact dating. Zendaya and Tom Holland met on the set of Spider-Man in 2016, playing love interest of Peter Parker and MJ, roles that actors before them played and then actually went on to date each other, like as it happened to Tobey Maguire and Kirsten Dunst, or then Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone right before Zendaya and Tom. But unlike the actors before them, Zendaya and Tom's relationship wasn't romantic at first. As a source told Us Weekly, Zendaya and Tom started off as really great friends and stayed that way for a long while before things turned romantic, end quote. Ooh, I love a friends turned lovers origin love story. I feel like those are usually the strongest and most stable relationships because at the end of the day, your partner should also be your best friend. So if you start off as friends, I feel like you really get that trust right off the bat and you know each other so well, which I think is so key to getting into a relationship. But things eventually move from friends to more for Zendaya and Tom, as a source thinks that this is because the pair has always kept their relationship light. As a source added, quote, he makes her laugh. While Zendaya's experience in Hollywood from Disney star to movie star has helped Tom, as the source went on to say, quote, she really helps guide him through the world of celebrity. Tom actually addressed this when he talked to GQ earlier this year, as he said, quote, talking to Zendaya helped me out a lot. Actually, I used to come across sometimes as a bit of a D2 fans. Mainly, I was always surprised that they'd want a picture with me or my signature or whatever. I'd have a typical Londoner reaction, one of the instant suspicion, why are you talking to me, end quote. Well, I guess that's how things are across the pond. While here in Hollywood, I feel most celebrities are just happy to give you a picture and an autograph if the timing is appropriate. And of course, Tom, they want your picture and autograph. You're effing Spider-Man. Of course they want Spider-Man's autograph. Well, Zendaya had to help Tom adjust to his newfound stardom from becoming Spider-Man by calling out his behavior, which helped him deal with being recognized. As Tom then told GQ, Zendaya spotted this and quickly told me this sort of reaction was going to be more aggro than just smiling and taking the picture. She totally changed the way I am able to be more comfortable in public, end quote. But when it comes to Zendaya and Tom's personal life, both actors like to remain private with that, as a source told Us Weekly when the two were seen kissing earlier this month, quote, they're both not one to make their relationship public. They're private when it comes to dating, so any photos that have come will be from just them going about their business and not knowing photographers were around, end quote. You know, so many Hollywood relationships get accused of being fake or to promote something, especially when you think of two stars in a movie. Of course, co-stars date oftentimes to help promote the movie, but the fact that Zendaya and Tom are just doing them, I think is adorable. What do you guys think though? Do you ship Zendaya and Tom Holland? I'm Gabby Conti, and follow us at HollyWire for your 24/7 celebrity news.